My name is Trevor Cars, and this is my story. So recently, I had a retinal tear, which affected my vision, potentially could have blinded me, and it was a scary moment. I went in, I had laser treatment, things seemed to be progressing well. A couple weeks later, four more retinal tears. This threatened my vision. I have no vision in my left eye. So, something like this happening to me at the age of 28 is certainly a wake-up call. A wake-up call for how I've lived my life to this point and how I choose to conduct myself in the future. Happy to report that as of this point, the repair has been a success and the tears seem to be fixed with a special belt that they put around the eye to ensure that no more retinal tears occur. But of course, with my eye, you never say never. So, and I've only got the one eye that I can see out of. When you think about it, you take your vision for granted because there's so many things that you do day to day with your vision, and the minute you have some sort of a threat to your eye, you realize, okay, this is really important. And you take for granted what you can see in this world. You take for granted all of the different sensory experiences that you experience with your vision. What I realized is that I need to look at how I spend my days. My life isn't like over or anything. I do expect to be able to see and recover completely, but I also now cherish what I see, how I spend my time seeing, and how I live my day. If I look back at my childhood, I lost my left eye at a very young age, so I didn't fully appreciate the ability to see out of two eyes, because I never really had two eyes to see out of. So now I only have one eye, and a threat has occurred to my one eye, affecting my ability to work on a computer screen, read things, really do a lot of what I did, which is a lot of marketing on screen. It's affecting, how I should continue and definitely thinking about it because I have a lot left to explore. So I tell you this story because I want to create some podcasts around getting you motivated and seeing all of the opportunities out there. And I'd like to create these podcasts into books because I think these are experiences that maybe others are going through, and they're sitting around, they're lying around, and they're taking things for granted. And I don't want you to go down the same road that I did and just lead an average life. I want you to be excelling with the one life that you have, the two sets of eyes that you have, or maybe for some of you only have one, or maybe for some of you don't have any, at which point you may cherish what you do have. Maybe arms, legs, cognitive function. These are all things that we take for granted. So instead of me sitting around and recovering, just recovering, just lying here, waiting for things to get better, I thought it would be important to create and document while I'm recovering so that I'm producing something of meaningful value, something that you can relate to, that would maybe get you excited in your situation. So that's why I'm creating these podcasts about a little bit more about what I've been going through. And hopefully this will, connect with you on a meaningful level. You may have gone through something in your childhood that you're still dealing with today, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later. And I want you to know that it's never too late to really consider how you're spending your time and how you're living your days. Definitely, this was a surgery that was a wake-up call. I now question a lot of what I've been doing for the last 28 years. Because I have an opportunity to make an impact, and have I? And the answer is no, not yet. And I always say I'm going to, and I think this is a realization that I must create more. A couple weeks ago, my first retinal tear was a wake-up call right then and there. And from that day onward, after I did the laser treatment to repair the tear, I worked hard. I was putting in 16-hour days to make a living, to produce content, to create content for the world, to tell a story, to help others. I was motivated because I had one eye, and it was like it was a sign that I needed to start creating rather than consuming. So that was an interesting wake-up call. A couple weeks later, it was like another reminder. Hey, you're not over the disease yet. You're not over this injury. You're not over this hereditary illness. So you need to continue to appreciate what you have. So if I look back at my story, and this is an introduction, really. I look back at my childhood. I certainly did not appreciate the fact that I only had one eye. I did not appreciate it to the extent that I could have. And maybe it was just with not knowing, not understanding, but I wish that I had taken the time to appreciate and be more grateful for what I had. So today, I'd like to encourage you to reflect on your childhood and say, okay, maybe I didn't appreciate or be grateful for the things that happened or the things that I had, but I can now turn the page on this book and start fresh today. I think that's important to reflect and say, okay, there was a stress, there was a traumatic event that happened in my life, but it's not dictating how I live my life going forward. These are things that you might want to consider. If you're down, if you're unhappy, if you're in a situation where you wish things were better, you may want to consider where you are right now and say, this is pretty good. This is pretty good that I'm still here, that I still have this, that I still have that. Appreciate that you have something, because I know you do. And then I think maybe you will construct your future life the way that you should, because you'll start looking at the meaning behind what you have. And I think that is really critical. So that's my intro story and what I've seen and what I need to start appreciating. I encourage you to reflect and decide if where you're headed is where you want to be headed. And if not, assess whether you should change course. I'm going to be producing some more podcasts here, potentially converting these into books, because, an ebook might be something that you would want to consume, that you'd want to refer to. But of course, if I didn't say anything, if I didn't tell you about where I'm at, my journey, what I've gone through, then it could be something that I never ever bring up, and then people don't learn. I hope at the end of the day that you learn something from what I'm saying, that you start to appreciate where you're at. So that's an intro to my story, and I hope that you continue listening to my next set of podcasts.